Hawaii has a new regional administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. It's not just the state, it's Region 9 of the country, which includes California, Nevada, Arizona, and other western territories. The administrator who left did so suddenly, and it wasn't his idea. HPR's Ryan Finnerty spoke with him, and he's here with some details.
Hey, Ryan. Bill.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Mike Stoker we're talking about. He was a Trump appointee to head EPA Region 9, as you mentioned. He was appointed in 2018, California-based attorney. When he was announced, the EPA said he worked on agriculture, environmental, and land use cases. Before joining the EPA, he spent 8 years as an elected member of the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors, and then was later appointed to several statewide jobs. So a pretty qualified background, it looks like. Mm. He is seen as a Trump loyalist. He's a little fun fact, actually is the guy who is credited with creating the "lock her up" chant that was directed at Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign. Definitely somebody who is a supporter of President Trump. And he was appointed to run Region 9, which includes Hawaii and all the Pacific territories, where he worked on issues locally like cesspools, stormwater runoff, coral reef contamination, and also the Red Hill fuel storage facility on Oahu. But he was abruptly fired last Wednesday, the day after the State of the Union address. When I spoke with Stoker, he said he was given no reason for his dismissal, but that he was told he had until the end of the day to either resign or be fired. And he has been speaking with members of the media, and he is implying that his firing may be related to praise he publicly received from Democratic members of Congress for projects he did in their districts.
I was publicly commended by Speaker Pelosi for what I did at Hunter's Point, and Congressman Scott Peters for the borders, Tulsi Gabbard for Red Hill, Congressman O'Halloran for Navajo Nation uranium mines. These are Democratic lawmakers that were commending me for what I was doing. So I know I did the job. And, you know, nationally, I think we're rolling out some really, really, really good initiatives that definitely is consistent with serving the mission of the EPA, which is protect the public health and environment.
Stoker says that a few weeks ago, a friend who works at EPA headquarters in Washington told him that the praise he had been receiving from Democratic members of Congress had not gone unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't really think that much of it at the time. In retrospect, it sounds a little ominous. And then a few weeks later, the day after the State of the Union, he received that phone call that we mentioned telling him that he had until the end of the day to resign. And he said as soon as the phone call was up, within a few hours, his phone and his computer had been deactivated, his EPA-issued equipment. And when he was speaking with me and as well as in interviews with other news outlets, Stoker said that he kind of initially pushed back against this narrative that was building in Washington that the firing was related to specifically the connection he had with Nancy Pelosi. Everyone might remember that she very prominently ripped up the president's State of the Union speech, the copy that she had after it was done. And so there's kind of that interesting timing element to it. Stoker says that for the timing all to have worked out, someone from the Office of Personnel Management at the White House would have had to call the EPA Tuesday night and direct that he be fired. And so he initially had kind of pushed back on that theory that there was some connection to Nancy Pelosi. But when he was speaking with me, he kind of seemed to indicate that he'd come around to it.
The narrative that when she tore up that speech, you had a president that may have been in a state of mind going, nobody in my administration that works with that person is going to be working for me anymore. That wasn't my narrative. And at first I was going, that's silly. And the more I think about it, almost nothing else makes sense.
And the EPA has pushed back against this. So he was terminated on Wednesday of last week. On Friday of last week, the EPA published a statement through a spokesperson that said it's normal for regional heads to work in a bipartisan way with different lawmakers, and that Stoker was relieved for severe neglect and incompetent administration. Stoker was investigated by the EPA's Inspector General for excessive travel while on the job. There was a report published by the Inspector General in March of last year, so almost a year ago, and it found that Stoker had spent almost 50% of his time away from the Region 9 headquarters in San Francisco, opting to spend more time in Los Angeles, which is closer to where he's from, or visiting different offices and cleanup sites around the region. But the report declined to draw any conclusions, didn't make a kind of a verdict on whether or not that behavior was improper. And it was submitted to the EPA administrator and the chief of staff over almost a year ago, and nothing appears to have come of it. So that doesn't totally line up that would be the justification. Stoker has kind of rebutted those claims, calling them false. And in a letter to staff, a farewell letter that he sent, he called the firing 100% personal, said he remains loyal to President Trump, interestingly. But he did go out of his way to praise the career staff at the EPA, calling them the most professional and dedicated employees he's ever worked with. And I think that's significant because a lot of times there is this clash between the political appointees in an agency and the career staff who maybe have a difference of opinion. And this seems to indicate that that wasn't necessarily the case.
And that is interesting. As you said, he's clearly outspoken supporter of President Trump and all of that. And yet the working relationship in terms of partisanship, lack of partisanship, because that relationship between, as you say, political appointees and the working professionals can be problematic. We've seen that at the State Department. We've seen that in various other parts of this administration. But in this case, and the idea of getting bipartisan praise from lawmakers in terms of support would tend to make the case that that wasn't the situation.
Yeah, Stoker really went out of his way to say that he approached the job in a bipartisan or even nonpartisan manner, that it really was about carrying forward the mission of the EPA. My personal impression after speaking with him was you would never have guessed that he was a Trump administration appointee, because the rhetoric coming from the White House is to cut back regulation and to be more pro-business versus pro-environmental protection. And that was not at all the impression I got from Mike Stoker. He seemed to really believe in the mission, believed in the people that he worked with, and repeatedly went out of his way to say that they were some of the best people he ever worked with, and he wished them all well. That's hasn't been always been the case with the leadership of the EPA in Washington, including the current administrator, Andrew Wheeler, background in the coal industry. But that doesn't appear to have been a big issue in this case. And that's sort of what Mike Stoker is saying, that he really has no idea why he was fired. He said he was never reprimanded, that nobody ever had a conversation with him about poor performance or anything like that. And so he's sort of left to mull over this kind of
just straight to the resign or you're fired.
This political retribution gossip type of explanation might be it.
That's, you know, it's interesting, too, because yesterday the EPA announced the new administrator for Region 9, John W. Busterod, a former lawyer for Pacific Gas and Electric, the largest electric power provider for the state of California. Andrew Wheeler, as you mentioned, the administrator of the EPA, praised his extensive background in energy and environmental issues, said he was a great choice. But again, PG&E, interesting background.
Definitely an interesting choice. The company is going through bankruptcy proceedings right now, under threat of a takeover by the California governor because of a lot of the issues it's facing, has been deemed responsible for some of the huge wildfires we've seen in the last year in Northern California. So an interesting choice, certainly. But yeah, it's kind of unclear at this point what led to that change in management.
And interesting also from California, as was Stoker, but the idea, Region 9 includes a lot of geography, but it's I think, about 50 million residents, more than 50 million residents. 22 million of those are in California.
Yeah, a huge area, and not just
Southern California
in
alone, actually.
Terms of people, but also in terms of land area, because Region 9 does cover Hawaii and all of the Pacific Island territories and all of the associated ocean space that goes along with it. So he did have that. The person who runs Region 9 really does have a huge portfolio, as we mentioned in the beginning when Mike Stoker was in charge. He was overseeing everything from the cleanup of uranium mines in the Southwest, Superfund sites, to coral reef contamination
in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really a complex job, and not one that should be taken lightly, I suppose.
Ryan Finnerty, you hear his political reports and government reports here on Hawaii Public Radio. Thanks, Ryan.
Sure thing, Bill.